Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cass, chilling out as usual. Got my main man, Father Time, on the line. Thomas, what's good with your brother?
Scraggy, Doc.
Chilling. You know how we do, man. We got to have a little fun tonight, like we always do. But before we even start, man, I know me and you probably talked about it, and I say I really don't get into it, but I gotta bring it up. Your boy Bill. Your boy Bill. The minute popping and dropping them motherfucking pills on them hoes.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know?
Out.
Oh, Bill,
no.
Oh, yeah.
He admitted to doing the shit.
Hey, he said he didn't gave motherfuckers some. See, Bill tried to come off with the so slick shit, like, yeah, well, I done gave motherfuckers some drugs at the time. They like, motherfucker, you popping Benadryl, throwing Benadryl in motherfuckers' drinks. Man, Bill, hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Bill ain't shit. Bill ain't shit, dog. I don't give a fuck who get mad at me because I'm saying it. Bill ain't shit.
Okay, well, hold on, man. Let me make sure I get to you. So you saying that Bill Cosby actually admitted to drugging and having sex with these women?
Nah, he didn't admit to the sex part. Now, he admitted he has gave drugs up.
Willingly or?
Huh?
Willingly?
Nah, see, that's the whole thing. He's trying to word it where it don't seem like he's doing it. But come on, man, Bill. Come on, Bill, they did the shit. That's why they dropping him off everything, man. They done took him off spell. You know, he was all on that the bench on Spellman and all that shit. Man, they ain't took everything. Cosby shows everything gone.
Oh, no, man. Can you ask me?
Dude, it's been all over the news. Where you been?
I ain't been watching the news, dog. I ain't going to even lie.
Dude, it's been all over the news. The first thing I woke up and heard.
Well,
now,
he didn't actually say, yeah, I drugged these hoes and fucked them, then, you know.
Nah, he ain't. What motherfucker's on now? He ain't finna. Hell, now I'm going to go to prison. I ain't finna say all that. But see, here's my thing about that, man. Here's my thing on Bill. This is my gripe about Bill. Granted, Bill ain't did shit that ain't no other motherfucker that did. Hell, I ain't going to say no other motherfucker. Because my thing, you got to be kind of a sick motherfucker to want to fuck all these old unconscious-ass women. But
yeah, that's a little disturbing.
Right. I mean, you've been doing this shit since the, what, 60s, 70s? Some shit like that. You've been dropping pills in bitches' drinks. But, nah, here's the thing about it. My thing with Bill, Hold on 1 second. Janine, what's happening with you, baby?
Hello.
You know, we had to talk about your boy.
Hey, my boy.
Oh, William H. Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
No, but see, my thing is this, dog. Like I was saying, my thing is, all right, dog, you dogged out the black people for, man, he been dogging out the black people for, you're lazy, you ain't shit, y'all motherfuckers ain't nothing. Dude, you sitting here dogging out motherfuckers and you sitting there dropping pills, you ain't no better than nobody else. You can't even talk
shit about our chat. I disagree.
Please tell me, how in the fuck can you actually sit there? I mean, how can you actually agree with a motherfucker that's doing this sick ass shit? And how can you? Oh, please tell me. I just want to know.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to go back to your first statement where he's going around dogging black folks. He ain't doing shit. But that's not true. That's definitely a lot of true. It's a lot of shit that the man do for black education that people just don't know about, man. I mean, the dude gives away millions of dollars to Spelman, all those historical black colleges, man. People don't know about that kind of shit. I mean, he may give more money to Temple because, you know, that's the school he went to, but the man dropped millions for schools like Spelman, Howard, all those kind of those historic black schools. The dude dropped millions on those schools, man.
Yeah,
so, you know what I'm saying? People say, what I'm saying, people always talking about, well, Bill Cosby, because he said black people is lazy. Well, I mean, tick for tack shit, black folks are lazy. White folks are lazy. Asian folks are lazy. There's
okay,
laziness
so
in everyone.
There you go. There you go. If you're going to sit there and say, say people are lazy. Don't just pinpoint the blacks, because every black motherfucker that got a baby. Why would
he? Black.
Every black motherfucker that got a baby mama ain't no deadbeat.
Do you see white people getting on TV, celebrities talking about white people lazy? It's about uplifting our own people. You rarely see, you don't see that. You do not see white people.
Yeah, but
downgrade.
You got to do that type of shit, though, for a motherfucker to listen.
No, you don't. You have to understand
man.
That person's, you know, the things that they're going through. And honestly, I don't think he understood.
I don't have no problems with him saying it. I have no problems at all with him saying it. Because it is some lazy-ass black people out here.
But it's lazy people.
But we understand
that. Black.
There's a bunch of people on drugs. There's a bunch of people on drugs. There's a bunch of people. I mean, there's a bunch of people that's doing a whole lot of shit. But why pinpoint your own people? Is what we're saying.
Because you
that's
just
not,
said
that's
it.
Not up, that's not uplifting. You're making us look bad already. We already look bad enough. So for a black person to get on TV, a celebrity, to say, yeah, you right, white people. You see what I'm saying?
No,
like
you misunderstand. Y'all misunderstanding.
We lazy.
No, it's not
no
misunderstanding.
Y'all misunderstanding his whole thing.
You uplift. You supposed to uplift. You know, okay, my thing is this. For you to, I mean, you get on there. Now, I'm not the biggest Malcolm X or Martin Luther King advocate. I mean, I don't follow all their rules and all that. But you never heard, man, Martin or Malcolm, they uplifted. They uplifted. That's why people followed them the way that they did. That's why they had the following that they did, because they were uplifting people. Whereas, I mean, here this motherfucker come, okay, just because you got the so-called title, quote-unquote, America's dad, motherfucker, you got skeletons in your closet too. And you sitting there popping pills and doing all this shit. You ain't no better than nobody else. So who the hell are you to sit there and judge them up? You judge the whole nation of blacks on the act of some people. That's just, I
no,
mean,
he
you
didn't.
Can't do that.
No, he didn't. Let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you honestly. I want you to answer honestly, man, not to just try to prove your point. I got on TV and I said, I know Cass. He a deadbeat ass father. He don't do shit for his kids. Does it bother you?
Would it bother me if you did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would bother me if you did it.
Really? Why would it bother you?
Because me and you are like brothers, so why would you get on TV and blast me like that?
That's my whole point.
I'm not understanding your point. What point are you trying to make?
I can say that, but you know it ain't true, so you know I'm just talking shit. I ain't talking about you because you know it ain't true.
What?
It's like if he got on TV and say all black people are lazy. If you're not lazy, you know he ain't talking about you.
Okay, all right, I understand. Okay, well, no, I don't. I don't understand your points you're trying to make. But my whole thing is, if you're trying to uplift, that's not uplifting. And my thing, you know what? Hold on. Let me just say this. I'm gonna say this. Okay. Right now, you got all these accusations about you. You doing all this, you doing all that. They stripping you of everything. They done stripped you of everything. Now, granted, they probably can't touch your money, but they done stripped you. And now, right now, like I said, dog, you need to watch TV, because now he's being considered as a serial rapist. This is what his legacy is going to be tarnished as a serial rapist. You did to Bill Clinton. You did to Bill Clinton for the past 6 months. I ain't saying shit. I don't know what they talking about. Then you get on there, well, yeah, I gave a couple of motherfuckers some pills and shit like that. But, dog, come on. You came out the gate hollering, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, something too, man. Let me just finish this. And I'm going to tell you another thing. That's just like me and you. People can say a lot of stuff about me. You know what I'm saying? People can listen to this show. People be like, he's vulgar. He got a bad he's a sexual deviant. You can say whatever you want to about me. You know what I'm saying? But everything that you say about me ain't nothing that I ain't displaying. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat myself and try to act like, okay, I'm an angel. I do this, I do that. I don't indulge in this. I don't indulge in that. And for you to do it, you're wrong. For you to do this, you're wrong. For you to do that, you're wrong. I'm not going to sit here and do that. Because how can I when I know that I got skeletons in my closet? All I'm saying is that if you know that you're doing wrong, which a lot of us are, a lot of us have, or a lot of us are going to, motherfuckers, and it's the same old saying, motherfuckers in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And you've been throwing motherfucking boulders for the past damn near 30 years.
So, like, you know, Father Time, you consider yourself to be a good father, right?
Yes, I do.
You
My
know,
daughter may
it.
Disagree, but I do.
Well, I mean, you feel, but you. I'm talking about you. I understand how kids feel, but I mean, you feel like you've been a decent father to your child, correct?
Yes.
So that's just like Bill Cosby getting on stage and saying, just because that we have a lot of deadbeat fathers. Right? I mean, in every race. But he gets on TV and say, all these black men are deadbeat fathers.
It's you not going to bother me because I know he's not talking about me. He ain't talking about me. Because I know I'm not.
Black men. You might know you.
It doesn't
you
matter.
Not, but now he's already been told the whole world. So everybody is going to, because of his popularity, and people listen to him, we may know that you're not a deadbeat father. But if you have other people outside that already judges us on our skin color, why are you giving them more ammo to judge us even further?
Okay, technically that's the way of the world. That's the way the world works. But if I know you say something about me, I know it's not true, it's going to bother me for a minute. But eventually I'm going to get over it because I know in my heart that it ain't true.
Okay. So now, okay, you got a good point with that one. Yeah, you're going to eventually get over it. But now, hold on. The person that's saying it, now, when it comes out on their behalf that they just as fucked up as the rest of us, I mean, are you really going to take pity on them?
Probably not. But let me finish. When you say something, if you don't know me personally, you're not talking about me because you don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? He made a general statement about black people. Okay, but that's about the black people that he know personally. He ain't talking about all black folks because he don't know all of us. So how can you even believe a statement? How can you believe me if I say all black men are assholes? I don't
because
know all black men.
Okay, see, now, and she just proved that point when she said that. You're talking about a person who wields more power than you. That's America's dad. Well, he was America's dad. You know what I'm saying? And you got to think about it, man. And all bullshit aside, let's just be realistic. Everybody really thought Bill Cosby was the greatest, the most wholesome thing since sliced bread when the Cosby Show came out. That's the image when that Cosby Show came out. That's the image he portrayed. That Uptown Saturday Night shit was gone. He wasn't even trying to relive. He held for a minute. He didn't even want to talk to Sidney Poitier. He wanted to disassociate himself with any of that type of shit that he did because why? Because America gave him this title. Oh, that's America's dad. Now, I'm not saying exactly. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but all I'm saying is that when you make a bold statement like that and then something like this comes out, I mean, it's hard for me. I think you got your just desserts.
Well, you know what? I'm going to defend Bill Cosby because I don't think he did. I don't think he did what they said he did in the first place. But as far as him saying, you know, making this general statement about black folks, okay, everybody's all up in arms about it. Oh, Bill Cosby said we all lazy. Bill Cosby said this.
No,
hello?
Let me finish,
Janine, and I'll give you your chance. Okay? Everybody jumping on Bill Cosby. Oh, he shouldn't have said this. He said this about black people. He said that about black people. Has anybody listened to a Lil Wayne song? Every black woman on the planet is a bitch to him, but ain't nobody saying nothing. He called every woman on the planet a bitch. But ain't nobody up in arms about Lil Wayne calling all the black women bitches and hoes. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. Every rapper used the word nigga. I don't see nobody throwing their hands up then. It's acceptable for them to do it, but we all going to jump on and crucify Bill Cosby for making a statement that they
okay.
do in every one of their fucking songs.
Dude, you still
Come
not
on,
understand.
Man.
You still not even understanding the point. The point is this. Okay, they may do that, and they may be wrong at doing it. But right there, ain't nobody even looking at them to say, well, you know what? That's them. You know what I'm saying? They like, okay, well, Lil Wayne said this. Lil Wayne made this statement. Young Jeezy made that statement. Too Short may have said this. Okay, but now, here's the thing. You got a motherfucker that's talking about it, and you got a motherfucker that's doing, okay, Bill Cosby doing shit that they ain't even talking about in a rap. You drugging women and fucking them while they unconscious. What kind of
He didn't admit
that. No.
So my
this
thing
motherfucker
is,
got over 50 allegations.
So I thought it was an admission that just came out saying he did drug them, that he admitted it.
That's not what I haven't heard the story, but I'm going off of what my man just said at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he said I gave them drugs, but now he didn't say yes.
Now,
I fucked
them. He's not gonna say he's not ever gonna say he raped nobody.
Right?
You going around giving women? What is you going around giving women drugs? At first you said you ain't did none of the shit. Now you coming out saying you did get them drugs. That's what I'm saying. So
okay.
Now it's a partial admission.
Nope.
Just
I don't
like
even
Bill
believe that. I'm not believing that. Let me say this. Okay, y'all saying that he said, yes, I gave these women drugs.
Yes. It came out. They've been talking about it all day.
That's
okay,
what I told you. Must have been on
the
rock all day.
Huh?
I can say the same thing. I can say the exact same. I gave a whole bunch of women drugs.
You
of course.
What? You know what, dog?
That's what y'all
okay.
said he said.
Okay, I'm gonna go one farther than you. Have I ever got a woman? Have I ever bought liquor with a woman with the intent to drink? Hey, get drunk, have sex. Yes, I have. Have I ever smoked weed with a woman with the intent that yeah, she get high, she gonna get horny? Yes, I have. But to just take a mother without you knowing, to just actually take three Benadryl. Three Benadryl. Your head turned, put it in her drink, and let her drink it and pass out and have sex with her? Come on, man. It's a big difference. Now,
well,
if
look,
I bought you,
all
if I bought you a drink, hold on, let me finish now. If I bought her a drink, and I said, hey, Janine, you want to drink with me? You say, yeah. Okay, now me and Janine get to drink it. I make a move on Janine. Janine say, well, you know what? Probably if I was sober, I wouldn't have did it. But because I was drunk, I did it. Okay, I might be a bastard. I might be a low-down, sneaky motherfucker, but I'm not a rape. Because I've been drinking, you've been drinking. I may have took advantage of the situation, but no, I didn't rape you. But now, if you sitting there and you pass out against your... You not even knowing. You wake up, all you got is a wet ass and a pudding pop next to you. You ain't right.
We don't know if that's what really happened, man.
Okay,
I'm not believing it
now.
I'm not believing it, man.
Well, why would he say he drugged them for?
He didn't say
he drugged them.
He said he gave them drugs. We don't know if they was unconscious when he gave it to him, or if they knew he was giving it to him,
well,
he just said,
no,
I gave women drugs.
They can't be unconscious when he gave it to him. So they had to have been conscious.
Have you been living under a rock for the past 6 months? Do you know how many allegations that came against this man about this? This man got over 50 allegations.
I don't believe it.
Bill Cosby gave me drugs, and I passed out, and he has. Now, the thing about it is that, now I'm going to tell you, now this is just my personal opinion. They're trying to get some update shit because they can't go back to the 60s on that. Statute of limitations then got them on, they saved them on that. But see, now they coming up to 2005, 2006. They trying to bring that shit up where they can catch his ass.
Dude, I still don't believe it, man. I don't believe it, man. Why, I'm going to let you on the secret, man. I ain't never told nobody this, man. But, you know, my mama had drinks with him, man. He could be my daddy, so quit talking shit about my dad.
Now, if it was Forrest Whitaker, I could believe that. But, not Bill.
Get off my daddy, man. Gotta take a DNA test.
Well, you better hurry up because Camille finna get all that shit.
No, I just don't believe it, man. I believe they just trying to tear that man down like they do, you know what I'm saying?
No
like
what?
They do everybody else, man. Tyson.
And I'm going to tell you, and I made a post earlier today, and my post was that when you stop playing by their rules and when you think that you're bigger than them, they will kick you to the curb. They will. And I truly and honestly in my heart believe Bill thought he was bigger than the machine. When you stop doing what I want you to do, when I'm the motherfucker that's paying you all this money, I'm the motherfucker that I'm not gonna say is the Illuminati, but yeah, you got motherfuckers that will and deal that power. And when you fuck them over, then dog, yes, you gonna reap. You gonna reap what you sow. And that's what he's doing.
I'm on his side, man. I'm 100% down with him.
I'm gonna tell you real talk.
Until it's proven.
Real talk,
like
though,
R. Kelly.
Think about it. Did you just say R. Kelly? What more proof do you need on that one? The motherfucker pissed on the girl.
Well, she didn't scoop none of it up.
Did you not see that
tape? It looked like him a little bit, but like you said, that was his brother.
Motherfucker. I just seen his brother in the club. Him and his brother don't look alike.
Well, he said it was his brother. And I need proof. I need evidence. Concrete evidence. I need a smoking gun. That's just me.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm saying, man. I just need a little evidence.
I mean, my whole thing about, like I said, though, my whole thing about it is that, you know, and you know what? And I will even go as far as this, and I'm going to say something that I normally don't say. Like I said, Sin City is usually for a laid-back show. But I'm going to say this. All this is, and this is my political moment right here, I will give you the fact that this ain't nothing but a cover-up to keep motherfuckers off these Americans' ass about these Confederate flags and all this shit. We need a spin.
It's a diversion. It's a diversion.
But now, here's my thing about it. Motherfucker, you know what? Janine, help me out. What is the biblical saying? The sheep to the I don't want to say
leading
it wrong.
Sheep, leading the lamb.
The lamb to the slaughter. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make a PS. I got a public service announcement. I just used the word shit in a Bible verse. Please forgive. Okay.
Nah. I mean, he was the lamb, and they led his ass to the slaughter. That's all it is. I will go as far as say that much. I will say that. With all
well,
the bullshit
it's
going
all
on,
shit to cover up, man.
We need a diversion tactic, but now here's the thing. Motherfucker, if you wasn't throwing them motherfucking pills, shit, you would never got caught.
Yeah, but at the same time, I want to go back to the diversion thing. Now, you remember when the Baltimore riots was happening, right? They burnt down the CVS. That shit was all over CNN. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Every time you turn CNN on, they showing a damn CVS burning. Now, just out of curiosity, how many churches burnt in the South last month? Black churches.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
About seven of them.
It was nine. You didn't see none of them motherfuckers on the news. No, I'm telling you, it was nine. It wasn't seven, it was nine.
Oh, I believe you. You didn't see none of that shit on the news. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
but when they brought up that Confederate flag.
Because I heard they weren't getting burned by white folks. They was making jokes on the radio show saying they were that's them black folks cooking with all that grease in the kitchen. Sister Jones lied to the pastor. She decided that.
No, that's the fucking Klan.
You know what, man?
She didn't went to the pastor talking about the pastor. It was them white folks, pastor.
You know what, man? We going to hell on this show. Sister Jenkins that had a fish fry that burnt down the motherfucking church.
No, I see the
I'm not even laughing at that shit.
You can't help but laugh at it.
I ain't saying nothing else. I'm done.
Y'all passed it,
man.
They had no white sheets on their head, Pastor. I see them.
Fuck it, man.
That was a damn plan. But on a serious note, if you look at what's going on, man, I mean, I ain't watching news in the last couple of days, but, you know, you got the police killing all these black folks. And technically, though, I don't know if y'all knew this, but there were more police killing white folks than black folks. Did y'all know that? Statistically speaking, there's been more officers killing white people than officers killing black people.
That's amazing to me.
But at the same time, you hear about that shit for a day or two, and then they're moving on. You know what I'm saying? But that's Confederate flag shit. Them motherfuckers losing their mind over there in Carolina, man.
Fuck.
I can't fly my flag.
I'm glad I'm out that bitch.
I never moved to the South, ever. I know they got some good food down there and all that bullshit. But shit, living there? No fucking way, man. I couldn't do it, man. Y'all catch me hanging from a goddamn tree. 2015. That shit is crazy.
I'm still sticking with Bill.
I'm still sticking with Bill. I don't believe Bill did it. I just don't believe it. They even trying to say he did it to Raven Simone. Come on, she was a little kid. They actually said that he drugged her. Y'all didn't hear about that?
Man,
I didn't hear about that.
Happened. I just heard that was on Wendy Williams or somebody's show.
My thing is, I don't care how big people get. I don't care who you are. At the end of the day, we all human. So I'm not going to what people will and will not do, and that's the difference. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and judge people or talk about what I feel people should or should not do, whether they did it or not. If it comes out that he did, he did it. You know what I'm saying? If it don't ever come out, it might not come out totally till he actually did. But my thing is, I don't see how people could just sit here and say, well, I know he couldn't do nothing like that. How do you know? You don't know him?
That's my daddy. I do know him.
All we see is what they present to us on TV, which is fiction.
The legitimate son. Y'all know what I'm saying. Illegitimate son, motherfucker.
You just illegitimate, period, motherfucker. You ain't just an illegitimate son. You just an illegitimate motherfucker.
Motherfucker might have drugged my mom when they had drinks that night at the Maryville bar at the Holiday Star.
Look here, man. You know I love your mama to death. But I really can't see nobody drug. This shit don't taste right. This shit ain't. hell no. This shit don't taste. Hold on. I can hear her calling Jerry on now. Jerry, come get this. I don't give a fuck if it is Bill Cosby. Come get this motherfucker.
I'm just saying, they had drinks at the Holiday Star back in 68. That's all I'm saying. And my grandmama said my mama didn't come home that night, so no.
Well, I don't know.
My
man.
Daddy gonna
anyway.
Be mad at the motherfucker.
Anyway, man, I mean, like I said, man, it was. I had to just get that off my chest. I just had to. You know what, dog? I want to talk about. I want to go a little bit farther now, and I just want to just. I mean. All right, I want to talk about the women. I want to talk about the motherfuckers that's low down. I want to talk about the women who just fucking motherfuckers, but then want to dog the motherfucker out that they fucking. Nah, Janine.
Bitches and hoes in my little Wayne voice.
Yeah, there you go. Janine, let me ask you something. If I met you, let's just say I met you and your girl, right? You know your girl better than anybody, right?
Yeah.
All right, now I met you and your girl. Now, what if I was your girl's type? Now, you didn't see me, okay. And let's just say I'm your girl's type. I mean, you like me too, but I'm your girl's type.
Uh-huh.
Now, but I'm kicking it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know your girl. Now, what if your girl was like, man, don't fuck with him. Leave him alone. He ain't shit. Don't fuck with him. Would you listen to your girl? Because I'm going to be like, I'm going to tell the truth. It's a lot of motherfucking females that I've come across that motherfuckers be like, why do you fuck with him? But then we'll turn around and just like, hey, call me. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time they like, man, he ain't shit. He ain't shit. Tama, I know you didn't experience this too. I remember an incident with you too. A motherfucker talking about you ain't shit, but the motherfucker still want to fuck you. Now, how do you fight for that? How do you just get back and just say, you know, I mean, because at what point do you say, I don't need to listen to my friends? I need to be my own fucking person.
I mean, that's something that's each individual person. Everybody don't have that. Some people are leaders, and there are some people that are followers, that they listen to what other people say. And then you have some people, they don't listen to shit nobody says. They let you talk. Like with me, I'll let you say whatever you want to say. Hell, I can't stop people from talking. You know?
Sure you can. Shut the hell up.
I mean, yeah, but hell, they can still go talk about it with behind my back. Shit. But my thing is, I can't control that. So my thing is, I mean, it's really up to you to decide if who you gonna listen to or who you not gonna listen to. I mean, me personally, I've been through enough shit in my life to know I don't listen to pretty much nobody.
Okay, but now by you being bisexual, you got it from both ends. You got it from both ends. Have a dude ever came to you like, man, don't fuck with that bitch? Or I mean, have a dude. I mean, I just want to know.
Course.
Really? A dude big came to you like, don't fuck with that bitch? I mean, on some hating shit. Not looking out for you, just on some hating shit. Like, man, don't fuck with that bitch. Because he can't take the fact that you bisexual.
No, usually they, well.
I mean, because I'm here.
Okay, so just anybody, so somebody I'm messing around with, like a girl, and the guy don't want me, well. I think a lot of guys do that, though.
Really? I can't say that. Man,
you have to look at it, though. If it depends on the girl. You know what I'm saying? She might be strong-willed like me. You feel what I'm saying? So now she's coming across to him, not to say that she trying to, you know, some were trying to steal me or whatever, but then there were some that, he just didn't like them because maybe he felt like she was trying to push him. You know, he might have been into his feelings or whatever. He might have thought she was trying to push him out or something like that, or push him away or whatever. But my thing is, you should know me. If I said I ain't going nowhere, then I ain't going nowhere. And you know me.
I think you misunderstood the question.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? 617. Caller.
Okay.
Okay. Well, continue.
Okay. Well, what was the question? Because I thought he said if a guy I was with.
No, I don't know if he meant you were with him. I thought he was saying that.
Messing around with a girl. Okay. No, see, by her being bisexual, this is what I'm saying. Like, just say she meet a girl. I mean, because I'm pretty sure you let the guy know right offhand. Look here, I'm bisexual. I deal with men and women, right? Am I right?
No, not all
the
time.
Yeah, thank you, my wife.
Hello, caller? 617?
Well, like we can hear
you. Right, we can hear. They keep blurting in, but okay, never mind. But now, my thing is, like I said, if you just dealing with, I mean, so you won't tell everybody. Why wouldn't you tell the man that you was bisexual?
And because
what would be the reason that you wouldn't?
Because if, I don't think pretty much, I rarely told people at the very beginning I was bisexual, because then they think just because you're bisexual, you automatically deserve to have a threesome.
Yeah.
So, as soon as you find out a woman's bisexual, That's the first thing me and Papa in their head. Oh, I'm going to be getting threesomes. You know, this is going to be a great relationship. No, I need to know who you are first. If I'm just meeting you, we need to know each other first. I'm not just about to be going around giving people threesomes. You know, I don't even know you deserve it.
Okay, I'm guilty of that one. I'm not going to lie. Mama told me she's bisexual. I'm the time. Real talk now. I mean, we're going to hypothetically speak this with you. We're just hypothetically speaking this with you because we know that, you know, we know your situation. But come on, Tama. She come and tell you that she fuck, she like licking pussy. What's your first thought?
That would be my first thought.
Exactly. Shit. I mean, you can't. My thing is, you can't knock a motherfucker for that one.
But then, do you see why I don't? But because would you really show your true colors? You gonna be
nope,
nice.
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I wouldn't show you shit. I'll show you what you want to see.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I didn't.
I mean. But, I mean, I'm saying, though, now, I mean, but damn, okay, would you be stingy? Okay, let me ask you this. Would you be stingy about it? Would you be like, all right, my bitch is my bitch, and that's it?
No, if I'm starting a relationship and we getting to know each other, we not really together yet, okay? When we establish that we together, and if I haven't told you yet, I'm not going to be doing nothing because, you know, I don't just outright cheat on people. I know people heard a lot of shit I done did, okay? I don't just outright go out and cheat on somebody. I don't feel like if you cheating that I can't. That's the difference with me. If you cheating, then I feel like I have permission to cheat. So that's how it begins with me. It don't never be me just outright cheating on somebody.
Well, let me say this.
So I'm not going to be stingy. If it comes to the point where we, you know, I feel like we in a relationship now and we doing it and he say he want a threesome, we to do one.
Once you got
You know what, let me say this about relationships and threesomes. Now, this is just my opinion, okay? But I don't want a threesome if I'm in a relationship. I just don't.
Bite your tongue, young man.
I think it can fuck up your relationship. I really do. Okay, you have one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was cool with it. We went and did it. But now, you know, it's over with. Now, I want to go back, you know what I'm saying, to our regular motherfucking life. And now maybe she don't. Maybe she don't. She want to try to do it again. I may not be down with it the second time. See what she going to do? She going to go out there and do it anyway. Now it's been fucked up our relationship.
That depends on the person you with. That depends on
exactly.
The person you with. Mm-mm.
Well,
that's
just
true.
My opinion. That's just me.
Okay,
how I feel. I don't.
Now,
if I'm not in a relationship, I'm good with a threesome. If I ain't in a relationship, but if I'm in a relationship, I don't want one.
Let me ask you this, bro. Let me ask you this. And this, we just talking. Had you ever been in a relationship and had a threesome?
No.
So how would you know?
What do you mean? How would I know what?
That it will fuck up the relationship.
Because if I'm not down with it and you liked it, who's to say you're not going to go out there and get another one and just leave me out? You know what I'm saying? Or who's to say you got your girl to come over, we had a threesome, now I'm creeping with your girl behind your back?
Well, I guess that's where the trust factor to come in at. That's where the trust factor come in at. I mean, First of all, let's just be honest. And we will put it out there. Threesomes ain't for everybody. Everybody can't do them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that everybody can't do them. I mean, you got situations where you have motherfuckers that have the threesomes and it's like, hey, you know. My thing is this. I'm not going to lie to you. I cannot do the two men and a woman. I can't do it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I can. I can't do it. I can't do that. Now, two women and me, yes, I can do that all day long. And I'm going to come to her. Hey, what you doing? How you feeling tonight? Hey, I'm feeling a little freaky myself. I don't know if I'm calling Tammy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, I mean, and if she cool with it, then that's what we do. But now if she ain't, I mean, if she's not cool with it, there's no sense of us even starting it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, once you get past all that the first time, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, okay, let's try a threesome. All right, I'm down. All right, call your girl. Okay. But who's to say later on when it's over, it may have a more powerful effect on somebody's relationship than it did with the other person?
To be honest with you, dog, if you ain't got a fetish for it and she ain't got a fetish for it, don't do it. Because if you doing it just to please her or she doing it just to please you, in that case, it's not going to work.
Well, I wouldn't do one in a relationship. I just wouldn't. If I'm really feeling this person, I really want this relationship to go somewhere, I ain't down with it.
I understand that, dog. I'm not knocking you. I'm not saying you're lame or you're a bad person for not wanting it. But I mean, my thing is this: some people like to explore. Like I said. Like Janine said, she's bisexual. Okay. Now she get with a dude. She like, okay, well, hell, if that's a dude that you cool with and y'all can get to that point, man, you have no problem with that, right, Janine?
Yeah, I don't have no problem.
But see, me personally, I would have a problem with it.
Okay.
I would because...
Because,
I'm thinking
I think you feel like if you say, if we're in a relationship, like me and you're in a relationship, and you come to me and you say, okay, we had our fun, blase, blase, I don't want to do it anymore. I have to respect that. If we're in a relationship or married or whatever, then I'm going to respect that. But my thing is, you have to trust the person you with. So if I tell you, I mean, that's just like if the other person tell each, you know, whatever you tell each other. You have to trust what you're saying or what the person telling you.
Well, wait a minute. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Who this?
This is Equata.
What's happening, Equata? What's going on with you, baby?
Nothing, chill. I'm just listening in.
All right, you pressed one, so what you got to say about the threesome? Sorry.
I don't know. I've been on both ends of the situation, and I think it's a mindset thing. It's not for everybody. A lot of people come into it thinking that they okay with it. In actuality, when shit gets to going the way it go, they're not okay with it.
Okay, you said you was on both ends of it. What you mean? You was on the pro and the con? What was the pro side to it?
Well, I've been the me and my guy, we've invited women into our bedroom, and I've been that person that was invited into the bedroom.
Okay. So now with the situation with you and your guy, did that work out or that was just the wrong thing to do?
It worked out.
Whoa. First, before you answer that, let me ask you this. When you say you're a guy, you're talking about a guy that you're in a relationship with, right?
Oh, I was in a relationship with him. We're no longer together. We broke up. We've been broken up.
When y'all was
so
doing
it's my
it,
ex-dude.
Y'all were in a relationship.
Yeah,
right.
She said a guy.
I'm just making sure everybody listening understand what's going on. Because I want to know.
Your ass out here, man. You know damn well. Motherfuckers say they ain't talking about the motherfucker they fucked at the club the other night.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. He's my ex, but at the time,
right.
That
but
he was
your
my guy
at the time.
Right.
All right, so with the situation when it was with your guy, was it a plus or minus?
It was a plus.
Okay, so y'all had that understanding.
Right, I trusted him, he trusted me, and he understood that ain't none of that going behind my back. I'm not with that, but there was a time when there was something that happened. He was supposed to be escorting her out the door. I done took a smoke a cigarette and everything, and he ain't back yet. When I go to the front, I mean, they giving each other oral sex, so at that point, that's when it only took one time for me. But this was something that we had been doing for like 4 years, so. Took 4 years for him to fuck up.
It fucked up your relationship, right? The threesome fucked your relationship up, right?
It didn't fuck our relationship up. It just fucked his chance of having him with me. Point blank, period.
But it still fucked the relationship up at the end of the day.
No, the relationship, that's not how the relationship, that's not how it ended. I just stopped doing that with him for that
okay.
thing. We still had a good relationship.
I got you. I misunderstood you. I'm sorry about that.
Right. So, okay. I mean, it was like you was just like, oh, motherfucker, okay. And now you cut off. You ain't no more of that.
Right.
Get your ass some friends in the room.
Right.
But, God, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. When you walked up and you caught him, you saw him, even though this was a woman that y'all invited to y'all house, did you consider that him cheating on you?
No, I didn't. My thing of it is we were all just in the room together. And this particular night, it was a night that I chose not to join in. So I just watched. So my thing of it is if you was not finished, why did you leave out the room to do something? Why come you couldn't finish what you were doing or whatever y'all felt y'all needed to do in another room? Why couldn't you do it right there?
I will agree with you on that one. I mean,
situation like when I came in the living room and I saw it, I instantly got mad, and I could have dealt with it one or two ways, but that's why I say it's not for everybody. So I had to go back into the room and gather myself because I invited her into my house, and when you take chances like this in a relationship, you leave yourself open for this kind of stuff to happen. So I just went back in there and tapped him on his shoulder and said, excuse me, but it's okay. Tell your friend good night. It's over.
Oh, but okay. it was our friend earlier. Now it's your friend.
Okay.
It was his friend to begin. Because all these other times that we've had threesomes, I was always the one pulling the girls. It was just this one time I said, hey, I'm tired of going to get him. Let me see what you can do. So this was somebody he knew. Honestly, I think it's somebody that he had already dealt with previously before me, but it didn't matter to me, you know. Hey.
Okay.
Well, she did become his friend when they asked her out, because if that's the case, if we was always doing this together, why all of a sudden now you
right.
can do it? In front of me now.
Right.
Man, that's the million-dollar question. Come on, let's go downstairs so me and you can do this. Now, hold on. Now, Quarta, let me ask you. Now, was there any stipulations on the threesome that y'all had? Because I know in a lot of cases it's like, okay, a lot of women always say, well, you can't go down on her or this type, you know, that's usually the biggest one. That's usually the one that
I'm not like
right.
that.
Okay,
mean,
so
I'm there.
Like,
I see
once we're there, we gone.
Go for what you know. Because my biggest
okay.
turn on is actually watching you do to her what you do to me. I'm looking at her like, do you feel what I'm feeling? Do you get the same thing I get?
You better than me. I can't watch it. I'd be the snap guy.
See, like I say, it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. You have to have, like, not only be willing to do it, but your man got to be strong enough.
You have to control your feelings. You're going too deep. Slow down, motherfucker.
Well, see, now.
And you would be surprised how many men fuck it up for themselves.
Right.
Exactly.
And my whole thing. And see, that, like what you just said. Now, that, I gotta agree with you. Now, you sitting back, because now I've heard Janine say that, you know, the old girl done called her and like, well, you know, I'm in the mood. And she's like, well, I'm in work, but go on over there. So it's like, goddamn, how the hell do you fuck up something like that? So, okay, let me ask you, could you do that one? You couldn't do that one.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing finna go down without me being there. Point blank
period.
I'm done both, but my thing is, I've been in the room just like she just said, and I was just tired. You know what I'm saying? I was tired. I didn't feel like it. We was all in the hotel room. She came. You know, I let them have at it in the same bed. I was asleep. I was sad, but I'm saying, if my thing is about trust, if you do something to make me not trust you, all you got to do is lie. That lie,
right,
you basically turn me off. I'm turned off now. To me, it don't even have nothing to do with the other woman. I care less. So my thing is, if you that bad of a woman, you the bad bitch if you can steal my man. Then that's what, you know, I'll give you all your props, okay?
And then that's where, like, I've been on that side. I've been that woman. Like, this, I've been presented by somebody, and that's the first thing I say, well, what you going to do if you come behind you? Because 9 times out of 10, a nigga is going to, especially if they don't have that type of relationship where they have that type of communication with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been in the room where I've told a nigga, hey, I'm not feeling her. Can we go someplace and just do this? So, like I said, when I say I've been on both sides of the track,
mm-hmm.
I've been on both sides of the track. I might not like this chick that you want to me to be involved with. That's why I got to meet her. You can't just come and say, hey, we're going to have a threesome with her. No. I might not like her, point blank, period, because I really don't like bitches no way. I just tolerate them. So, I mean, when you talk about this subject, this is a big thing, and that you got to look outside of, from inside the box and outside the box, because it's something that can really get messy.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. It can get messy, but at the same time.
But my thing is, I've always just trusted the fact that if I'm in a relationship with somebody, because like I said, I don't do it with everybody. I don't even let people know that I do it all the time. My thing is, if I'm doing it with you, then evidently I've got to a point where I trust you. And I feel like when we're together, and we've been together, and if we've been doing this, I will hope that you know what I like. You know what I'm saying? So regardless, I mean, that's how I've always been. If I'm with you and we've been together like that, then I'm hoping that by this time, you should know what I like. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with someone being brought in or something like that, as long as you know what I like.
But I do agree
that if you don't like the person, then it should be a mutual thing, is what I'm saying.
And it don't even have to be a mutual thing. It could just be something. If that's what you really want, then go for
mm-hmm.
it. I'll sit over here in the corner and watch and satisfy myself, and I'm
mm-hmm.
okay with it.
Okay.
But just because you bring somebody or you know my taste, it
mm-hmm.
still might be somebody that I might personally on the outside say,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm digging her, I like her, but as soon as she opened her mouth, the fourth word out of her mouth is something real stupid. You just turned me off. I don't like you. Oh.
Okay.
All right, Tom. What Tama? She's sitting in the corner telling you to go do what you're going to do. Can you perform?
Probably not, man. Now I'm thinking like, what's wrong with you?
Tripping. Wow.
I mean, that's just me. I'd be worried, like, whoa. I mean, you know, you my woman. I'm like, we supposed to be doing this shit together now. You talking crazy. Over there in the corner by yourself, I'm like, wow. I ain't going to do
well,
that.
Well, then I had one of a kind then because he was okay with that.
Man,
okay.
You ain't got
no.
Let's scratch that. You ain't got one of a kind because I would be in that motherfucker. I would look up periodically. You sure you don't want none of that? This shit good. You sure you don't want none of that? You sure? Okay, well. See, I'm going to go on and finish this off, man. Yeah, this shit good.
Nah, it'll throw me off, man. I don't think I could do it, man.
It was one time I did get in my feelings. She was giving him some head, and I couldn't understand to save my life what she was doing with her mouth to his dick. Because the facial expressions and the noises he made, I had never heard them before. So I pulled out my little pad of paper, and I took me some notes.
It wasn't the fact that it was something that you never heard before. He was just trying not to let what you normally hear go. He like, okay, well, I can't let the same noise come out. But then that means
this nigga started speaking in tongue almost. Like, I really had to, like, stand over her, like, what the fuck is you doing? Open your mouth. Let me see. Tell me. Stop.
What's her name?
Who is Minnesota? You got to travel for that.
Oh, Lord. He's from Minnesota. Oh, Lord. Why did you tell him that?
Oh, wow.
What's she, Northside?
Over North. She lived over North. She was a Northsider.
This motherfucker finna be. Please don't say no name. Not say no name.
I won't say no name.
He gonna take you. He finna take you in a little private room. Hey, play a song. Play a song. I need to know her name.
Hell no.
Oh, man, but I mean, like I said, it's a lifestyle for the few. It's not it's an acquired lifestyle. It's not nothing that and I've seen it, and everybody can do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
I know,
man,
I can't. I don't like them. Me personally, right. I can go without.
You okay? Now let me ask you this, bro. You don't like them, or you don't like them because you know you're not gonna have them?
It really
well, I guess
do
that's a question.
Me,
have you ever had one before? I guess that's the question. Have you had one before?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
I like to have one with two sisters, blood sisters.
Oh, okay.
The way.
But,
what
I mean,
you just say?
What did he say?
He
said two real sisters.
Yeah.
Two sisters.
Two
oh,
sisters with the
some
same
issues
mama.
Going on. They had some issues.
No, they didn't. They didn't freak each other.
I wouldn't want to fuck nobody with my sister in the room with me, let alone a twin. Mm-mm.
Okay, so let me ask you this, dog. So you fucked two sisters at the same time. You got up off one, and then you fucked the other one, right? Y'all, however happened. But have you ever had that one situation where everybody's just intertwined with each other? I mean,
he ain't had that experience.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, somebody's mouth is somewhere. Your dick is somewhere. At all times, it's like y'all three are connected. At the whole time, y'all three are connected.
Nope. But you
and
know
that's
what,
why
though,
he
man,
say what he say,
you?
Though.
Yeah, I mean, it really don't do shit for me, man. I'm just being honest. I mean, if I get one, I get one. If I don't, I don't. You know what I mean? It's not nothing that I strive for. You know what I mean?
But every man should experience that experience at least once in his lifetime.
Hey, man, church, preach tabernacle. I was just saying, I mean, wow. I mean, you, brother.
And my thing is, it's hard once you start it. I mean, depending on which person really wanted to do it. Depending on which person really wanted to do it. If you both want to do it, then that's great. But what happens is sometimes people doing it for the wrong reason. Then you start it, and then all of a sudden, you don't want to do it anymore.
And then it goes back to me saying it ended up fucking up the relationship, and not one person wanted, the other person don't.
But that's all we say, then that person should have never did it in the first place.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is if you're doing it for the right reasons and, you know, you really wanted to be the one to do it, because, I mean, to be honest, it's a lot
what
of
what would be the right reason then?
Because she likes women. You know, you don't want to do it just because you're doing it for him. That's what I'm saying. A lot of women do that. Well, I'm doing it for him.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. Hold on before you even ask. Hold on, dog, before you even ask. Delicious, is you on with us yet?
Hello.
Okay, Delicious. You finally done got on with us.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Now, you know what? Now go ahead, Tama, and when you finish, I want to ask Delicious something.
All right, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, we in a relationship. We've been in a relationship about a good year.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And you're more experienced in threesomes than I am. Let's say
okay.
I've had one or two in my life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's my birthday. You decide, okay, I'm going to give you one for your birthday.
All right? Okay.
It's my first one ever. First one ever. Mm-hmm. I ain't never had one before till I met you.
Okay.
We do it. I don't like it.
Okay.
But you do like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you come to me again saying, well, you want to have another? And I'm like, no, nah, I'm cool. I'm straight on that. I don't want to do it no more.
Okay.
But you like doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that not fuck up our relationship? I don't like
because
them, you like them. You want to do it, and I don't want to do it. Sooner or later, you're going to be like, well, you know what? Fuck it. You ain't on my level. Time to go.
Because I'm not going to jeopardize my relationship over that. I can go without. Because that's just like, if I agree to be in this relationship with somebody who I didn't even know that you liked it or not, then evidently it was something about you that I liked about you. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm going to be in a relationship with a guy.
Okay.
And then there's things that you can always do to improvise with that. You can always role play and just put a female there. Name her Susie or Betty or Big Booty Judy. You know what I'm saying? And role play with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always ways around things.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about a blow up doll? Or an imaginary friend?
Either or, whichever one is going to get the job done for you.
Man, you better not bring no damn blow up doll up in here. I want to feel some flesh. Right. Hold on, y'all. Miss Della, where you at? You still here with us?
Yes, I'm still with y'all.
All right, Ms. Della, now you a part of the adult entertainment world. How do you, I mean, you've been listening. How does this work with you? I mean, how do you, what would you do?
Me personally, because my opinion about threesomes is that I feel like you shouldn't do it when you're in relationships. When you're single, you're free to do whatever you want to do. You got threesome, foursome, fivesome, big ass orgies if you want to. But I feel it's too complicated when you're in a relationship.
I agree 100%.
Can I ask you why? Can I ask why you feel like that?
Because I feel like, first of all, me, because I'm careful about who I deal with. If it's you asking for it, then I want to know who you're bringing in it. And then how you know her, and what kind of conversations y'all done had. You know what I'm saying? Same way.
You ask too many damn
questions. Because this is just some broad you bringing in with us, so you already know that you want to know my preference. You know what
you already know, though. I mean, if we talked about it, if one of us got to go out there and fetch, And you
don't
want
to know
what
I want to know where you found this girl at.
Well, you know what? Now, here's the thing about that. Now, here's my take on that. I had no problem with telling you. So if you know I'm going out here to find somebody, and I bring and I say, well, you know, I ran into such and such. I mean, can you get mad at me? Why would you get mad at me?
But then how I know you ain't gonna fuck with her after the fact either.
I mean, that's
the end.
And
that's somebody that is just not made for somebody that.
Well, then
it's not for her. It's not for her.
Not in a relationship. It's not for me.
What?
Now, if you're single out here fucking, I don't care. Because I don't care what you do. If I'm single and we decide to do something cool. But if I'm in a relationship, no. Because, okay, take it. If it was me and I said, well, baby, I want another guy.
Oh, come on. Here we go with
this. You're not going to question me if I say I want another guy?
Well, I've already made the statement. I'm not doing it with no other guy. I'm not.
Okay,
so.
But see, that's not fair. You're not fair in it.
Hold on.
Why would I feel something for you if I can't get the same thing?
Well, because I'm going to tell you the rules, and you can disagree if you want to, but two women.
Rules
for this? Okay. Oh, yeah, it's rules. Two women and a man.
I would never want to have sex with two niggas at one time, and never ever. I'm scared. I'm not about that life.
Let me finish this. Two dudes and a woman. That's a train.
Exactly.
It's different.
What?
Two women.
So.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. No.
All right. You know what?
Like, it's about three niggas
in me. I can see the difference is a woman that's sleeping with a woman should like women.
That's true.
You shouldn't do the threesome if that's not what you like. So
I agree.
Regardless if he wants a threesome or not, that's something you already enjoy, whether you was with him or not.
Okay,
you just joining him in because y'all in a relationship. Okay, he in. So why should it be, I did it for you. It's not like that. That's what I'm saying. It's not like that.
Okay,
right.
But you know what?
You're not looking for anything in return.
Right, and that's why I said that it's just some things I'd rather do as a single person than to be in a relationship. I don't want no complications.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I do understand what you're saying. If you already went into the relationship liking women and you curious and you want to do it and all that, okay, cool. But my thing is that if I can't get what I want just as well as he get what he want, then we not going to do it at all.
Well, see, that's what I keep trying to tell you. This is what I keep trying to tell women. All right, everybody want to go that tit for tat shit. It don't work like that, Miss Della.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. See, this is what. Hold on, now just hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
This is that Steve Harvey think like a man shit.
No,
you know
not.
What I'm saying? Yes, it
no,
is. Because when you want, hold, can I finish? Let me finish now. When you go that tit for tat shit, like a motherfucker said, if I came to you and said, hey, Della, what's happening? Can we? You know, it's my birthday. This is what I want for my birthday. Can we? It's either a yes or no answer. It's not no. Because if you don't even fuck with women like that, then you should just tell me no. Because I didn't ask you this shit to say, well, all right, come February when my birthday comes, I want the same thing. That ain't what the fuck I just asked you. So, see, with all that, we going to go tit for tat. It don't work like that. I mean, because that ain't your thing. Because it's not.
Okay, first of all, why don't you ask me? Okay, so, okay, let's keep it 100 then. Ask me now. Ask me. If we was together and you said, baby, I want to try to experience something with you and another woman. I said, okay, baby, cool. Because I've been curious about that anyway. So I say, okay, baby, cool. I mean, I'll tell you, I'd have kissed a couple. I ain't never fucked none, but I'd have kissed a couple. Okay, cool.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So with that being said, you have an attraction to you. You have some type of attraction to a woman, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Find women to be beautiful. Yes, I do.
Okay, so for you to kiss a woman, and I mean, like you said, you kissed a woman, you have to have some type of attraction. You ain't gonna just kiss no motherfucker just to be kissing them. We can safely say that, right?
Okay, so since I just told you that that's something I want to do, so then if I turn around, if I did that, so you saying, okay, you don't have to have no, I'm trying to understand why is it that you can have what you have,
first of all,
but I can't walk, but I can't have what I want.
Hold on, and I don't care who listening. I mean, this is my opinion. If your man sit there and say, okay, I don't mind seeing another dick all around up in here, he got a problem.
All right.
Oh, my God.
He got a problem. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
That's just
so
my opinion.
Never, so you saying because it's your woman?
No,
or
I'm
just saying period?
I think he's saying just point blank period. The fact
okay,
that it's a man in
the
room.
You and your boy ain't never fucked nobody before.
Yeah, when
at
he
the
I fucked
time.
The. Oh, no, not at the same time. Time
okay, well, that's just you. But that's just you. That's
true.
Your opinion, and that's just you.
All right. Well, I just said that's just my opinion. That's the way.
I can see if you don't want another man fucking your woman, but then the way women get down now, you should be scared if another woman fuck your bitch, because the way women is now, women is taking women from men.
Okay.
So I'll be a little
shit. Della, you ain't got to yell, baby.
I'm in the car.
Man, you killing my headset. You are killing my headset.
I'm just telling you. Since you're so gung-ho about having a threesome with a woman, you better
watch it. Della, calm down, baby.
I'm just keeping it 100.
I understand, but you're just killing my headset. You are yelling. God damn it.
My bad. On to the next.
Damn, that's that think like, and once again, that's that think like a man shit. Nigga talk shit. Nigga talk shit. I'ma talk shit just like a motherfucker now.
No, it's not. What I just said was a true ass statement.
Della, that's your own statement.
No, that's a true ass statement. I know some women to take some women from some men.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but you know what? In order for her to take my woman from me, that means my woman had to like her any damn way. And then evidently, for you to walk away then to go with her, man, shit. I wasn't ever the one for you.
But my thing is, how you know that was the case? What if all of a sudden you introduced her to something? She was willing to do it with you.
Della,
and then all of a sudden, she'd be like, well, damn, you know, I never knew it'd be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Della,
I don't know.
Della, I call that destiny, because that was meant to be. That was meant to be. If she took her, then it was meant to be, because, shit, evidently she already won. For you to take my woman already wanted a woman.
Okay.
So in order for you to take her, she already had to want you.
You put on mute.
No.
That's all I'm saying. So, Della, you ain't got to keep yelling at me and hollering because this shit.
I do get a little passionate about certain shit.
Yeah, shit.
Shut up. It's over.
While we got you on him, Miss Della, come on now. You gotta
I wish my brother was on here.
We gotta you got to come on now. You got to give everybody the info about this weekend. That's coming off this weekend.
They probably really don't want to come now. They could be like, Della, can I have a kiss?
All right.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, all right, for all my listeners that's listening, Della, what you got jumping off this weekend?
Oh, God. Okay. This Saturday at the Link Bar on 752 Broadway, I'm having my male lockdown. So this means it is strictly for the ladies. I got an 8-man lineup with a surprise guest. Tickets is only
$10. Well, what about, so you're saying Tyrone can't come?
Y'all can come and support. You know, always say it, men could come and support or whatever, long as they, you know, comfortable and they, you know, whatever. I ain't saying y'all looked up to see no cops.
Okay. I'm just saying Tyrone ain't going to like that show. I'm not invited. They didn't invite us.
You know, all y'all invited. You know, I want Zach to come and, you know, say what he got to say about Sin City and everything. The way he been letting us promote, it's only but, you know, only but fair to let him come and promote the show and do what he got to do. Like I said, tickets only $10, $15 at the door. The women is going to be very pleased. It's called my Mission to Please show. So I'm calling my guys in to do what they got to do. So, yeah, we're going to have a really good time, a really, really good time. Let's see, doors open up at 9, showtime starts at 10.
And my man Body going to have two bottles of baby oil. So he ready to do his motherfucking thing. Shout out to my man Body. You know, we rolling with you, brother. Do your thing tonight, man. Can't get on tomorrow, please do. My man Body say he got two bottles of baby oil, and he use it all. So you talking to motherfucker going to be slippery than a mother. You might not be able to sit in the chair after fucking with Body no more.
Yeah, my brother is a mess, and what he got planned for the women, Lord have mercy. I think I'm going to have to walk clean out the room. They're going to be like, wow, Della, where you going?
What?
I'm like,
Now, Della, if I could get there, now, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I love your brother. I love his energy, but I'm not sitting there. I'm bartender.
You told me you were sitting with me.
But now, I did say I was sitting with you, but Body said he had something special for me if I come.
No, and what did I tell you? Once you sit with me, you ain't be worried about none of that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right,
okay.
You know. No, I don't know what Body got planned. Body not telling me, and I told him not to tell me. So I want to be just as surprised as the women. My brother did not win all those years, Freakiest Dance, the Mr. Illinois, Best Tag Team, all that stuff for nothing. So he is something else. Let's say he's just very creative in what he does.
What the hell is Best Tag Team?
What's the Best Tag Team?
Yeah, what kind of award is that? You say he won Best Tag Team.
Oh, well, him and another dancer come out and do a routine together.
Oh, okay. I'm like, tag team.
Yeah, that's all
it is. That's a project term.
Hell boy, no.
No, it ain't that.
That's a
huge. Oh, my God.
Best tag team. Somebody got hit.
Exactly.
Right.
Somebody got hit.
Oh, he probably like they giving out award for that shit. We could have.
Yeah, we could have. You know, it was way back in the 90s.
Right, that's what I said. I years ago.
He getting nominated for that shit.
Yeah, shit. Hey, we had a nickname, Power and Glory. God damn it, shit, we was in that.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god.
Y'all was
but yeah, we need to politic about doing something up there though. We got to try to meditate. You're supposed to be looking for a venue for me.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm looking for a venue. You said make sure it's a good one. I'm trying to find the right one. I got a couple of leads. I got a couple of leads on a couple of things, and I'll be getting in touch with you, let you know about it. Now, matter of fact, hold on while we up. Equata, where you at?
I'm here, baby.
All right, now Equata, she's familiar with the Indianapolis area. So
okay.
My thing with that is, Equata, I can get up with you. Well, and I mean, hey, come on, you got to give a shout out to your group too, Equata. Now you can't just not you can't just not give a shout out to the group.
Oh, and they ain't even listening.
Well, I mean,
we're going to get them on board, though. We're going to get them on board. But anyway,
right.
Yes, give a shout-out to the After Hours Gotti Show style. Y'all on Facebook, want in on it, hit me up. I'll add y'all.
See,
but,
that's what I'm saying. So, like
well, what
said,
is it called again?
It's called the After Hours Gotti Show style. Little
text
group.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, like I say, they invited me in, so I said, well, let me get one of the admins to come on to the show, and you know what I'm saying? This is how we do. We network with each other.
Right.
That's what's the going on. See, like I say, man, we're gonna make this Midwest thing crack. We're gonna do this.
Okay.
We're gonna get it on and popping. Like I said, and everything that we say, and me and my man Father Time, we're gonna have to tell y'all in conjunction with Sin City Radio. Y'all can't leave us out now. All everybody get this stuff together in conjunction with Sin City Radio.
All right.
So like I said, man. Like I said, shout out to the group. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for letting me in. That's why I said I had to make sure that you got on. I said I had to make sure one of the admins got on so everybody could see their bad. We up here in Sin City, we have fun. Like I tell everybody, we sit here, we can get on the social sites, we can talk shit, but then we can get with each other and talk even more shit and have more fun. Then we get to network because, see, now Della got it. Della, you got everybody wanting to come see these old naked ass men.
I would hope so. You know?
Right. I mean, now
well,
when you put
not that, everybody.
Right. I can't. I'm waiting on. Well, we got Father Time already. He's eating his lettuce. He's training now. We waiting on amateur night for the fellas. So.
And you know what?
Father Time will be on the next one.
I put a bird out there to see what everybody was thinking, and it's some people kind of like, yeah, we'll do that amateur night. Like, I'm like, for real? Hell no, I guess I'm going to have to make that happen then. It's some people, like, really interested in doing it, so I'm like, all right, then.
What you think I got father? You think I got Father Time in the gym for nothing? Hey.
You're working hard, man.
You're going to be his manager.
I don't know that in my mouth.
Hell yeah.
Well, we're going to have to co-manage.
See, here we go. Everybody, there you go. Everybody want to be up. And, Lord, can't get this. Can't get
but
this.
I do. This is what I do.
No. Whoa. I'm like my girl. Y'all ain't got no papers on me. I ain't saying shit.
Y'all remember that song? Hold on, brother. You gotta understand something.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Man, I helped you train,
right,
motherfucker.
That's how I feel. Hey, right, that's how I feel, man. If you're going to hit the stage, you know what I'm saying? We got to get off. You forgot my motto. You know, our motto is everybody eats. Everybody eats.
Well, damn. We ain't start eating yet. Shit, he's still in training. We got to get him.
I know, but I'm saying once he starts, that's what I mean.
I can't wait till you do a woman show.
Yeah, it's gonna be off the chain. I have a surprise for my September show, so I think Janine gonna really want to come down in.
Now, when you do the woman show, I'm gonna tell you the first motherfucker to get on stage. I'm gonna tell him.
You will be a well fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
I'm getting on the stage acting a fool. I'm getting on stage acting a donkey.
You can, as long as you got your singles with you. You sure can.
Singles?
Yes.
Shit, me and a thong, it better be some $5 bills up on that motherfucker.
Yeah, crazy as hell.
20s or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I ain't out there hustling for no singles.
I appreciate y'all letting me on. I'm a see a body or come on tomorrow. You know, he had a situation in his family, so.
Once again, I condole the
story. Yeah, today was the day. So knowing him, he probably would want to come on tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up.
He said he still wanted the show to be on. You know what I'm saying? He still wants the ladies to come out and have a good time with him and everything. So we doing what we got to do as family and let him have his time to do what he got to do. And then we still hustling out here. So that's why I said we're gonna have a wonderful time. It's gonna be a great turnout. We gonna do the damn thing come Saturday.
Okay, that's what's happening. Like I said, right. we gonna get it on. We gonna get it club popping. Well, you know what? It's 11 o'clock, so we gotta get up out of here. So, Simon, take us up out of here. You good?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. Well, you're not gonna take us up out of here. All right, before we get up out, well, I tell you. Well, good help is so damn hard to find these days. All right, Ms. Della, yes. You got any last words for us?
Like I said, Saturday, July the 11th, we will be at the Link Bar, 752 Broadway. Doors open up at 9 o'clock, showtime at 10. I got an 8-strong lineup for you. Some sexy, sexy-ass men. Ladies, come and have a good time. Call if you want tickets. 219-617-9250. Hit me up on Facebook, Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. Like my page.
Can you pay at the door?
Yes, $10 tickets, $15 at the door. Wonderful price for you to have everything that we're getting ready to do. And it's a red, white, and blue theme. So, ladies, Lola's Closet, which is sponsored by Jasmine Booker, is giving away a prize for the sexiest lady in red, white, and blue.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
That's what's up.
Missy Quarter, you got any last words for us, baby?
I just want to say I enjoyed your show, and I will be back.
That's all right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, like I said, once again,
his show.
Damn, you can't.
Well, I don't know.
Their show.
Is he what? Big mad or little mad?
Man, it's hard. It's hard getting good help these days. I tell you. Quad, make sure. Hey, I'm gonna post tonight's show up so that way everybody can hear you up on there. We can have some fun, like I said. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the group. I mean, shit. Like I say, you network with me, we network with you. We're going to make this motherfucker thing crack.
All right. Sound like a plan.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Jadine, what you got for me, baby?
Have fun, like always. And I will definitely be back on tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Big Dog, can you take us out?
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. CNCityRadio.com. The website is coming, y'all, so be prepared.
That's what's up, y'all. We up out of here. We holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.